from WISP Politics in Madison. You're listening to Capital Chats.
Hello, everybody. This is Kate Morton with WISP Politics, here with another Capital Chats podcast brought to you by Spectrum. Today, I'm here in the office with my colleague Adam Kellenhofer to talk about an interview he did with Listen to Wisconsin political director Kyle Johnson to talk a little bit about the uninstructed voting campaign in Wisconsin, which exceeded their goal of 20,000 votes in the Dem primary. So, Adam, how did the conversation go?
Hi, Kate. Yeah, it was a good talk with Kyle. We talked primarily about what the movement is going to be doing as we head into the general election segment of the presidential campaign. So let's just get right into the interview. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a WISP Politics Capital Chats podcast. I am Adam Kellenhofer, reporter over here at WISP Politics. So today I am joined on the podcast by political director for Listen to Wisconsin, Kyle Johnson. This is the group that has been pushing the uninstructed vote in Wisconsin. So welcome to the show, Kyle.
Thank you for having me, Adam.
Yeah, of course. It's a pleasure to have you on. So I just wanted to, get on the ground level here. What is the overall goal for Listen to Wisconsin?
The overall goal for Listen to Wisconsin is to send a very clear message, which we were able to do last night on Tuesday, April 2nd, to the White House, the Biden administration, the Democratic Party, that we have a very wide coalition of people across race, ethnicity, class, religion, people who worked and voted for you in 2020 that aren't happy at all with our tax dollars being used to fund a genocidal war in Palestine and Gaza. So, the message that we're trying to send is that needs to stop immediately. And we took an electoral path to do that, to send that message. But what we need to see is we need to see UNRWA funding, UNRWA funding restored, because that was providing critical aid to Palestinian folks. Whether that's food aid, medicine, we need to see military aid unconditionally ceased to Israel. This is aid that is used to buy bombs, purchase jets, as well as we need Joe Biden to stop supporting the far right government of Bibi Netanyahu. We're having this conversation right now in the run up to November about what democracy means in America. But I think it's important to remember that that's connected overall to the conversation about what democracy means worldwide. And we see that democracy isn't healthy in Israel, and it's non-existent for the folks in Gaza and the West Bank. So America's democracy can't prop up a far-right leader in another country and expect voters here to lean into the fact that we're somehow saving democracy here. Those two things aren't lining up. They're not making sense. They're not reconciling.
All right. So, like you said, last night there was presidential preference race in Wisconsin. I don't believe the unobstructed vote got enough to get a delegate in Wisconsin, at least. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, but you guys did surpass your original goal of getting. It was 20,000 votes, or
1,000 votes we were shooting for that margin of victory in 2020.
Yeah. So that was the margin for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in 2020, which is a significant amount of votes, at least in Wisconsin, for a presidential race. Because like you said, that was the margin between Trump and Biden. So, what is the next step for Listen to Wisconsin?
Yeah, the next step is to continue to organize, continue to educate people, continue to contact them and have conversations, because those demands that I just listed about the UNRWA funding and the military aid, those have to happen now. This is a campaign about saving lives, first and foremost. It was also a campaign about, letting Joe Biden know you can't win without us, and that's why we need you to meet us where we're at and meet our demands. But first and foremost, this is a campaign about people over politics. And we know people are dying right now, and we need that to stop. So in the immediate short term, it's going to be continuing to organize around how we can get the administration to stop the death, to stop using our dollars. And even after our dollars are stopped, if the death is still continuing, how can we hold other governments accountable? Because that's what America has purported ourselves to be about, saving lives. in other parts of the world where there are human rights abuses. And beside that, we're gonna organize within the Democratic Party. We have, a constitutional, not constitutional, county and congressional district conventions coming up for the Democratic Party. And what we know in Wisconsin is that delegates are not bound. They're advised to support, the candidate that they're delegated to, but they are not required to do so. So when we get to the state convention, in Wisconsin, it's going to be in Milwaukee sometime in June. And then when we get to the national convention, which is that in July, I believe, we're going to be making sure that these things are in the platform for the party, which it's important that the Democratic Party returns back to its old, values and traditions of being an anti-war party, of not supporting the military-industrial complex, because we know that it ends life and not fosters it. So we're taking our fight, as the next phase is working within the Democratic Party's mechanisms to get delegates so we can send that message within the party and codify it into the platform as well.
All right. Wisp Politics will definitely be watching for any kind of action at the state party when we go to the convention later this summer. I do want to touch on that delegate issue at the congressional level. So the uninstructed groups across the country did get enough votes in some other states to get delegates. So can you talk a little bit about what those delegates are going to do with their power?
Yeah, I mean, that's a matter of still planning. And while we're one united national movement, it is important that these are grassroots movements. The folks here in Wisconsin, aren't the same folks that are in Michigan, and they're not the same folks who are in Minnesota. So we're going to come together to have a conversation about what that looks like. But it's going to be led, by the people on the ground in those states who did the work to get those delegates. To get those delegates in place for uncommitted or uninstructed. So I can't honestly say what exactly that next step looks like, but we are looking forward to coming together to have that conversation and strategize about what we can do.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense to me. See, you mentioned a little bit about kind of being active among Democratic voters and among the Democratic Party to talk to voters in that party. Has your group or has the Republican Party of Wisconsin reached out to your group to try to, convince voters to vote Republican or anything like that? No, not at all.
No, not at all. That's not something that, we're interested in. That's never in our calculus. We've gotten questions about helping the other guy, Donald Trump, and that this is not that at all. We are not interested in at all getting Donald Trump elected, and that's why we did what we're doing now with uninstructed, because we want Joe Biden to get back into office, but we can't support a genocide and overlook a genocide to get him back into office. So this was a movement about saying, Joe, we need you to do the right thing so we can beat Donald in November. But no outreach with the Republican Party, no outreach with any Republican voters. What we did see, interestingly enough, was in Racine, there was a huge number of Republican voters that, selected uninstructed over Donald Trump. So, I mean, I think that just goes to show that our message and, our framing and our narratives around this is a movement of hope. This is a movement about people over politics. This is about a movement of saving human life. That resonates with Republicans too. And I think that those folks in Racine took that opportunity and heeded the call to vote uninstructed, regardless of what political affiliation they had. So it's good to see that, our message has, cross ideological appeal. And I think that that's what unites us. We're humans. We care about human life. And that's what we leaned into with this campaign.
Yeah, no, you bring up some really interesting points. So I actually wanted to ask you a little bit about more about some people have criticized the uninstructed vote movement as trying to kind of take votes away from Biden, or at least threatening Biden's chances of beating Trump and, possibly giving Trump another win. Can you talk a little bit more about how that's not actually the case?
Sure. I mean, what we see is 89% of Democrats support a permanent ceasefire. And the overwhelming majority of Americans, regardless of their political registration, independent, Republican, Democrat, Green Party, or otherwise, also support a permanent ceasefire. When we started this campaign and when folks in Michigan were doing their thing over there too, we knew that we were working with a healthy base of people who already agreed with our premise. Folks who are Democrats and who voted for Joe, but once again, voted for Joe because Joe Biden was leaning into and making speeches, and it was making his campaign about the need to drive humanity into a new era, bring us into the 21st century, because we're still fighting the same fights that we were in the 19th and 20th centuries, and we're a quarter of a way through the 21st. So, Joe Biden, had a message that appealed to a lot of folks in 2020, and we stayed right where that message was, and he's deviated away from it. So it makes us look like we're moving around, but really Joe Biden's the one that's deviated from his message. So we're bringing him back. We're reeling him back in. We're saying, we understand there's different pressures of being in the White House. There's a lot of folks that you got to work with. But don't forget who your base is. Don't forget who put you in office in the first place. That's Latino voters, Black voters, Arab communities, Muslim communities, middle class folks, working class folks. And when we see $380 billion a year being used over in another country to end human life for bombs, not for schools, not for libraries, but for bombs and tanks, yeah, we have a problem with that. It's not at all helping Donald Trump. It's not about hurting Joe Biden. It's about helping Joe Biden and saving human lives at the same time. You can't win in November without this coalition of people. You can't win in Wisconsin with 47,000 people not lined up behind you. So it's time to listen to your constituents. It's time to meet our demands, and it's time to go over, meet with Netanyahu and say that enough is enough. We need to end this war, and you got to stop killing these folks. And then we can have the conversation with all these voters about, we got this victory. We got Joe Biden back to the table. We got Joe Biden to value human life. And now we can focus on defeating Donald Trump in November. But none of that can happen until the genocidal war stops.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you for that answer. I really appreciate you having or you're coming on to my podcast. That's all I have time for, unfortunately, today. But yeah, I really appreciate you coming on, and thanks for coming.
No, thanks for having me, Adam. I appreciate your coverage of this. It's always good to be able to get the message out to people, so.
Well, thanks, Adam, for sharing that interview with us. In the meantime, if our listeners want to learn more about how the Uninstructed campaign is engaging voters leading up to the November election, they can head to our website at wispolitics.com.
That's right, Kate. But for now, I'm Adam Kellenhofer.
I'm Kate Morton.
Thanks for tuning in to Wisp Politics Capital Chats, brought to you by Spectrum.